Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to John Heyman. He joins us on the Al Pomonte Ford Hotline. Al Pomonte Ford in Melrose Park. Morning, John. How are you?
Morning, John.
I'm good. Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing okay. You know, baseball in Chicago is going pretty well. It's just baseball itself might not be going pretty well. And, you know, we were talking this morning a little bit. The Sox are heading to Milwaukee. And you got to wonder what the effect is on the team that didn't get to play because the opponent had had an issue, and certainly that's the case for the Brewers with the Cardinals going through their outbreak. And man, I mean, it's great that the commissioner wants to keep playing, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been a rough last several days. The Cardinal outbreak has halted two teams here, so we had six teams not playing over the weekend. That's 20% of the league. So I think that it's better to be cautious and not take a chance on spreading it within your own team. It one positive, is so far at least, doesn't appear that teams spread it to the other team. Miami played three games with Philadelphia with presumably now 18 guys who were positive, and no Phillies players did get it. But I do think it's better to be cautious because, you know, the early mistake was Miami. They had one positive. They played, then they had four positives. And according to the stories, the players voted to play. It shouldn't have been in the players' hands. They should have said, don't play. And then all of a sudden, within a few days, Miami had 18. So now with St. Louis, we've had two outbreaks. You know, I'm not sure how many more outbreaks we can take. You know, I understand the commissioner is committed to playing, the owners are committed, and I think the vast majority of players want to play still. So that's a positive, but you're right, it's been rough, certainly the last few days with the St. Louis situation. Now, and we don't know how many positives they have. Miami was pretty direct about what's going on. St. Louis, we've got several are inconclusive. We've got some they've got to take the saliva test, so really not sure, but I would characterize it as an outbreak at this point.
John, there was an unconfirmed accusation by Jerry Hairston Jr. about the Cardinals maybe contracting this from a casino. We know about the Marlins situation. Is there a sense inside baseball that what we're seeing here are outbreaks on two teams that lacked discipline, or are we seeing a situation where you don't know things that are going to happen, and that makes it even harder to control?
Yeah, I think, you know, I read the 113-page protocols, the operations manual, whatever you want to call it. It was very, very comprehensive. They did a very good job with it. You know, it was impossible for it to be perfect. I believe in there it said that leaving the hotel is strongly discouraged or something along those lines. It is now disallowed. You can't leave the hotel. You know, and even with it being disallowed, are there going to be guys who are going to break that rule? You know, it's probably so. It's very hard to stay in a hotel for the full season and not go out and just have room service and that's it. So it's very difficult. You know, they tried. You know, I don't know. On Miami, I've heard that they didn't do a good job of wearing masks and social distancing in the hotel and the bullpen. And it seemed like on the back of the plane there was a group. You know, it seemed like it was friends that were together. But MLB has done an investigation. They have not proven that they went out anywhere at this point. Jerry Hairston has friends in the game. He's got good sources, and I'm glad you brought that up. He's actually going to be on our podcast, Big Time Baseball, with Tony Gwynn Jr., that will be available this week. So we'll see what he has to say. You know, I tend to believe him and his sources that something went wrong and some people went out. You know, I'm not going to say it's the players. It's just human nature. It's hard to stay in a hotel for, you know, a whole season. And, you know, I won't be shocked if that is proven to be true, but I don't know that for a fact at this point.
John Cespedes has opted out, but the way that he went about it, he first didn't turn up. They seemed like it was just scary to get the, you know, I got a notification from a friend of mine about it, and then you start jumping on Twitter and trying to follow the stories, what's going on, and you worry that something's really gone wrong. And I don't know if something was lost in translation or what happened, but that was a very kind of scary day going through that yesterday. It was difficult to figure out what the deal was, and then you found out he had just opted out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were nervous about it. When I saw that, I didn't suspect that anything could really be seriously wrong. You know, I didn't feel that way, but I guess many people did. Some of the media, and I would seem to be tough on the Mets for releasing the information that he wasn't there, but you know, I'm in the media, and we always want information, and I don't think there was anything wrong with them releasing information. If some people became nervous over it, you know, I mean, that's just the byproduct of information getting out. There's a lot of information that gets out that makes people nervous, but I think it was better that they were upfront about it, and they were nervous about it. They had security go and check, and he cleaned out his room, and I think at that point they must have heard, though they didn't tell us this, they must have heard that he was opting out. Because his room is cleaned out, I don't know reason why you'd assume that he's okay. I think they must have known and heard from the agent by that point that he was okay. So then they did release the information when they heard that he was okay, and I think that's good. So I don't see what anything wrong the team did other than they weren't cognizant of what was going on in Cespedes' mind. And, you know, if you want to blame the team for that, you go ahead and do it. I don't know. Yeah, it seems like people with the team were surprised that he just opted out. And, of course, he cited COVID reasons, but nobody on the team seemed to think that he had been nervous about this. You never know. I mean, Lorenzo Cain, he was taking batting practice and joking the day before, as he does. He's very, very fun-loving, good guy. And then he surprised the Brewers by opting out due to the COVID. But, you know, with Cespedes, you know, there's going to be speculation that he wasn't playing well, and the team wasn't maybe going to have him play every day, and you know, maybe that was the reason. We don't know exactly what went on with Cespedes, but I do think he should have told the team. I mean, if you got an employer and they're wondering where you are, no reason making them nervous, and I hold them responsible for making everybody nervous, not them. I think he had the obligation to call the team and say, you know, I'm opting out for COVID reasons, and nobody's going to criticize anyone for that. This is a very good reason to opt out. Nothing wrong with it. But anyway, we're glad he's okay, and the Mets now will have to move on from there, but they're in a world of hurt right now for a number of reasons in terms of the field and performance.
John, how would you describe Rob Manfred's resolve in wanting to finish this season? And I don't want to say no matter what, but it seems as if in the minimal that we haven't heard from him much, but what we have heard from him, he doesn't seem like he obviously is clear about what it would take for him to cancel the season. We just see veiled reports, we see kind of implications, but do you get a sense of, do you know what it would take for him to make that move?
Yeah, he's clearly committed to it. I have not talked to him personally lately, but They had a the co-owners had a conference call, and he and the owners are resolved to and they did it on Friday after the Cardinal issues came up, and they're certainly at this moment committed to going forward. And I think the majority of players feel that way, too. It isn't clear. I've read the operations manual, what it would take, and I understand why it wouldn't be at this point. I think it has to be a judgment call. They knew there would be positive cases. The percentage is still low, but obviously the outbreaks with Miami and St. Louis are very concerning, and it's caused a cancellation of games. I do think that they've made some good adjustments, not playing Philly, not taking any chances with Philly after making that mistake with Miami early, and adjusting the rule where you can't leave the hotel now, and we'll see if everybody can stick to that, but perhaps they should have had that at the beginning. But you know, I don't think we don't know. The short answer is we don't know exactly what it would take, but I can't imagine we're too far away. We can't have, a third outbreak on a team. I don't know. Certainly a fourth outbreak, I can't imagine that you can continue at that point. But we'll see. Two outbreaks, not good. And if anybody becomes seriously ill, that's another issue they'd have to confront. At this point, it seems like many of the players are asymptomatic or have very mild symptoms. So that at least is a positive.
John, the White Sox, listen, I know Kansas City's not great, but they've now won four in a row, and Louis Robert has shown you something every time he's on the field, and they moved him into the leadoff spot, and the guy gets four hits and was sensational. I mean, it's not just hits, he's killing the ball, and everything about him screams kind of rookie of the year. Are you, even with the expectations, has he exceeded them?
So far, he has. The expectations were enormous. Yeah. I and everybody else thought he's rookie of the year, going to be rookie of the year. To me, he's Cunha with speed. It's a pretty good player. Superstar, should be. Obviously, it's only been 10 days or so, but, I would say he's exceeded, but I'm not shocked. The guy's going to be fantastic. And the White Sox understood it. They gave him $26 million and then paid the penalty at that point. So I think they invested $50 million to begin with as an amateur, and then they gave him this enormous contract before he'd done anything in the major league. So they got it. They understood it, and good job by them. He's fantastic. And they have a lot of good young players, as you see. So, they're in very good shape for the future going forward. And I got to congratulate them for how they've done it.
Yeah, it's been a long wait, John, but it looks like it's going to have
fun.
I know, John. I'm sorry. I know, it's easy for me to say, right? You've suffered. I'm not suffering.
Good stuff, John.
Great, John. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Great talking to you guys. See you later.
You too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know how to articulate it, David, but you see a guy like that come up, and he's usually got a different uniform on, and you don't see him.
Okay.
Like the White Sox.
Hold on a second, though.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna with speed?
Acuna
had 37 stolen bases last year.
Uh-huh.
How fast is Louis Robert?
Faster.
This is
faster than.
Acuna is fast.
His tools are so good that you're going to have to give him credit for more than five. He's like a seven-tool player. Like, he just because a couple of them count double. What do you think?
He's going to be the next Mike Trout.
That's the new challenge in Chicago, finding ways to describe Luis Robert with all of his tools that go beyond five.
I'm going to say Mike Trout with speed.
Okay.
All right. We're having fun. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.